Our reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 18 to 38. While he was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus rose and followed him with his disciples. And behold, a woman who had suffered from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his garment, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. And when Jesus came to the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went through all the district. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done for you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about it." But they went away and spread his fame through all the district. As they were going away, behold, a demon-oppressed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the power of demons." And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Mark Matzke, Trinity Lutheran Church, Zanesville, Ohio.
Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word comes to us today from the Gospel according to Matthew in the 9th chapter, where we begin at verse 35. Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." This is God's word. What makes someone cool? The appearance of a cool person changes from generation to generation. A cool person in the 50s with their leather jacket and t-shirt looks different than the cool person from the 60s with their long hair and love beads, or the 70s with their disco suit, huge collar and platform shoes, or the 80s with their parachute pants and Swatch watch. To show you how out of it I am, I don't even know what cool is today. You've got your geeks and nerds and hipsters, but honestly, I'm not sure what it looks like anymore. Maybe beards? But what cool acts like is more constant. The cool person seems to be in control of their emotions. Being cool means you never really show what's going on deep down inside, whether you're hurt or lonely or excited. In more extreme cases, you could say that the urge to be cool is a conscious move away from innocence. It's a way of being in the world that basically says, life stinks, people hurt you, people disappoint you, I'll never let myself be treated that way again, so I'm putting up this wall. By that definition, Jesus would definitely have to be considered uncool. When God in the flesh was walking around in the world, he wasn't above it all. He refused to be cynical about people. He wore his emotions on his sleeve. He wasn't afraid to feel deeply for people or to get upset about their problems. Jesus was all about attachment, not detachment. And that is very, very good news. We see the uncool Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. He is surveying the great needs around him, the throngs that were pushing on him with all of their troubles and diseases and heartbreak. And the text tells us something very important. It says that Jesus was moved with compassion. Now, it's extremely important that we understand what is meant by compassion. It's more than just feeling sorry for someone. In the original Greek, the word is splanchna, a great word. It sounds messy, doesn't it? Sounds like splat, which is appropriate because splanchna means gut-wrenching. It means you feel so bad for someone else's pain that your insides feel all twisted up. That's how Jesus felt as he saw the crush of the world's problems and sin closing in. And he cannot stand coolly by, detached, hiding his feelings. His splanchna caused him to act. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record at least 8 other instances when Jesus' splanchna resulted in action. His compassion resulted in loving service to lepers and blind men and the demon-possessed and the hungry, not to mention the dead and the grieving. That's how he operates. Jesus hated the effects of sin he saw in the world. He hated the fact that grief and sadness and despair has rippled across the world. Jesus did not stand coolly by, hiding his feelings behind dark shades. His splanchna caused him to act. His compassion caused him to do something very uncool. It caused him to sweat drops of blood, to cry and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, be slapped around by guards and treated like a circus sideshow by rulers. It caused him to be punished like a criminal, his body and heart broken, insulted, even when hanging on the cross. Splanchna, he let it happen. You know why, don't you? Because Jesus knew it was either him or you. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Matzke for this meditation on God's Word.